Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Barbara Wetman is here. Barbara is an original founding member of our Brain Trust. Yeah, that's right. In fact, this is her 18th anniversary.
Oh, my goodness.
How about that? Can you believe that? 18
oh, yes.
years ago this month, Barbara Wetman joined us on the show for the very first time. She was right out of high school, folks. I could tell she was a prodigy, even back in those days. I knew we were onto something. And she is, as you know, she's the great mind on small business taxes. She wrote all the books on the topic, the whole J.K. Lasser series of small business taxes, including the new one, the 2016, the big book of the big idea book, for small business owners, and so many more. She's a great resource for us and our good friend Barbara Wetman. Welcome back.
Thanks so much. Oh my goodness!
18 years
to you on all these years of success.
we're survivors, aren't we, Barbara?
Oh yeah.
we really are. It's something to think about. You know it.
Yep. That's true.
And so. Anyway, thank you for being here. And you had, by the way, folks, BarbaraWeltman.com is to check out the website. Barbara, you had a very important meeting recently with another original member, Karen Kerrigan. By the way, Barbara, Karen has already had her 18th anniversary.
Well,
Karen
I
Kerrigan,
went to
the president of the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. You went to Washington, and the two of you had a good meeting, didn't you?
Well, I represented Karen and the
okay.
Small Business and Entrepreneurship
okay.
Council
right.
because she was tied up on the Hill with something
right.
else. So we had a meeting and it was...
Tell them who with.
With various people from the IRS, including Karen Schiller, who is the commissioner of the Small Business Self-Employed Division of IRS.
Right. All right.
And it was it was just an informational meeting, and there were people there from NFIB and U.S. Chamber
mm-hmm.
and some other people.
What did you
and
learn?
And it was one of the things that was discussed, which is public and it's open, you know, it's open for discussion, they're calling it future state. It's not really the best name for it, but it's basically what are they working towards? And in recognition, obviously, of the digital age and
mm-hmm.
things going online.
In terms of serving us, you mean?
Sir, yes. Uh-huh. How can the IRS better connect with small business owners to provide better service, assistance, whatever you want to call it, in going forward?
I'm so glad I wasn't there, Barbara.
Yeah,
I would have had a hard time being diplomatic. That's one of the reasons why Karen doesn't send me.
I would have said,
how about not sucking $100,000 out of a bank account of a small business owner because they made deposits you didn't like, and then not give it back when the court tells you to? How about that?
Well, that's kind of inexcusable.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, we were talking about one of the things which has been going on this year, if people have been noticing, is the IRS has been monitoring people's employment deposits, and when they skip a deposit, the IRS says, is there a problem here?
Mm-hmm.
And they send a letter. And the letter is just, it's supposed to be like, think of it like as an early intervention, if you will,
right.
to remind a small business owner or find out if there's a problem
right.
so that they can perhaps get on some installment payment.
Does
or
the letter say that?
Like
Does
that.
The letter say can we? How can we help you?
Yes.
Okay. Good.
Yes.
Good.
Yeah, and it's not, you know, it's not a collection thing. It's preemptive. It's before
right.
any issues arise.
Right.
So it's that kind of thinking, and
good.
You know, I applaud that kind of you know, assistance, where you're really looking to help small business owners, because believe me, we need a lot of help.
Well, that's so true. And especially, that was sort of the tone especially of it. With yeah. the tax filing, the payroll tax filing. That's where so many small business owners get so upside down, is in the filing of payroll tax, isn't it, Barbara? Isn't that the, biggest nightmare of most small businesses?
But that and estimated taxes,
right.
You know, failing to do mm-hmm. that on time and sufficiently. So,
yeah,
I would say those are the two critical areas.
And if they could help us with that, if they could find a way to make it less scary. Now, you know, obviously we know how much is owed. We know, you know, we're not necessarily asking for a discount, although we'd like that, or an abatement. They're not going to do that. But make it where we don't feel like if we miss something, that we can't be redeemed for that. We can't be recovered from that. And then how about making themselves more available to us?
Well, it was mentioned that part of the future state would not be to eliminate the opportunity for a personal or face-to-face interaction.
Right.
That it's not going to be, we're not going to a purely digital.
I remember the days, Barbara, and you do too, back when you were just, you know, out of high school, when we started all this, when you could walk up to an IRS office in almost any town and walk up to a window and talk to somebody.
Well, that's exactly right, but then that was pre-internet. And
I know.
So that was the only way to do it.
Yeah,
so.
But at least that was one thing. But that was a better thing, right? What else did you learn?
So, well, also we discussed the filings for the Affordable Care Act that the applicable large employers, those with 50 or more full-time and full-time equivalent employees, have to send out, as well as smaller employers who have self-insured plans like health reimbursement arrangements.
Right.
They also have to send out mm-hmm. those forms, and the extensions were granted. And
do most small business owners know that?
Well, most small business owners don't have to do it because,
yeah.
A, they either don't supply health coverage, or, B, the coverage is through an insurance company,
mm-hmm.
and the insurance company sells.
Right.
So it sends it. So for most small business owners, it's not an issue.
Not an
it's
issue.
Just
right.
the ones with the self-insured
mm-hmm.
plan.
Right.
The other thing is that this was another, you have to give the IRS kudos for this, that they gave the extensions promptly back in December, saying, look, this is the first year employers have to do this. There's a lot of confusion, a lot of information
right.
that has to be put down on the form, and we're going to give you more time to
right.
do it.
Good. Good deal. BarbaraWelpman.com, ladies and gentlemen. 18 years. How about that, ladies and gentlemen? That's we've really been blessed with her countenance and her counsel, I should say, and her friendship. Barbara Welpman and I will be right back. 20 after.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.